says Nishanich Masav Matin Besimcha. Gemara and Daf Chavtesamad Aleph and Taina says Amar of Yehuda Breder of Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei Derav Keshem Shemishanich Masav Matin Besimcha Kach Mishanich Nas Adar Marvin Besimcha. We know that the second part of that statement, right? Just like we reduce our sense of joy when the month of Av begins, so when the month of Adar begins, we increase our sense of joy. Amar of Papa, Hilkach Bar Yisrael, the Islay Dina Bahadi Nachri, the Shtamet Mine Ba'av, the Rea Mazle, the Limzi Nafshe Ba'adar, the Bari Mazle. The Papa says, Hilkach, therefore, if you have a Din Torah with a non Jew, better not to bring him to court during the month of Av because it's a bad Mazle. But better to bring him during the month of Adar because it's a good Mazle. So at first glance, Rav Papa's statement's a little bit difficult. What does that have to do with the previous statement? Mishnichas Adar Matin Besimcha, Mishnichas Adar Marbin Besimcha. So if you have a Din Torah with a Goy, better to bring him during the month of Adar and not the month of Av. What does Miut Simcha or Ribui Simcha have to do with bringing to a Din Torah? So Tosfos here on Chav Tesem Adbeis has a comment. He says, Perish, what does Rav Papa mean? Mishim Da'amar Le'el Megalgal and Chova Le'yom HaChayim. The Gemara on Chav Tesem Ad Aleph had said, there's a discussion there, when was the Churban Bayis Sheni? The Churban Bayis Rishon, that's in the Psukim. The Psukim in the end of Melachim Beis talks about exactly when the Churban Bayis Rishon was. So that was on Tisha B'Av. But when was the Churban Bayis Sheni? We don't know. It's not in Tanakh. So the Gemara says, Megalgalin Chova L'Yom Chayiv, that it's logical that it was also on Tisha B'Av. B'Shniya Menolan, says the Gemara, about five lines before they get very wide. B'Tanya Megalgalin Zchus L'Yom Zakai V'Chova L'Yom Chayiv. That we attribute something bad that happened to Klal Yisrael to a Yom Chayiv. So since the first Churban occurred on Tisha B'Av, so we assume the second Churban occurred on Tisha B'Av as well. If we would have a record of when the second Churban was, so then that's a different story. But if there is no record, then the assumption is that it occurred on the Yom Chayiv. So comes Tosfos here on Chav Tesem Beis and quotes that Gemara, and he says, Rav Papa's Hilkach is going on that Gemara. That's what it sounds like Tosfos is interpreting. It's not a Mishanich HaSav Matin B'Simcha, but rather on the previous statement that Megalgalin Chovel Yom Chayiv, Hilkach, Rav Papa says, Ba'yisrael, this Leidina Bahadei Nachri, L'shtamet Minei Ba'av. Rav Papa is saying that since Megalgalin Chovel Yom Chayiv, and that's why the Gemara says, Nistamba, the Churban Bayis Sheni occurred on Tisha B'Av, for the same reason, if you have a Din Torah with a Goy, don't bring it up during the month of Av, during the 9 days. Because it's a bad time. Rav Papa is being mechadesh to us that there really are two different halachas. This Gemara is saying two different things. First of all, Numatin Besimcha, that we reduce our sense of joy when the month of Av begins. But there's another halacha, and that is that the month of Av is a Zman Puranus. It's a bad time. Rea Mazle. So we don't do certain things during the month of Av, not just because Matin Besimcha, reducing joy. Going to a Din Torah is not a source of joy. But if it's a Zman of Peronus, if it's not a good time, if it's Rea Mazle, so then it's not an auspicious time to bring the guy to a Din Torah. And that's Rav Papa's Chiddush. Not that Matin Besimcha, therefore don't bring it to a Din Torah. But it's Megalgal and Chovel Yom Chayiv, so it's a Yom Chayiv, it's a Zman of Chiv, a Zman of Puranas, it's not a good time to be also going to do Torah with the Goy. This Yesod that the Chodesh Av is a Zman of Puranas, and that's why we try to abstain from certain things, this can explain another halacha as well. Maran Yavama says that from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Av, we don't get married. Maran Yavama says that Mem Gimel Amad Aleph. And the Ramah in Arachayim and Sinatovkov Nun Aleph Sirbeis, he says the Minig Ashkenaz is to extend a little bit more. The Nogin Lahachmer says the Ramah Sheinosin Miyudzayin Betamas Ve'elech Arachat Tisha B'Av. This is the same thing we mentioned yesterday, that the Svarim are knowing that the 9 days there are certain Avelu, certain Dinim, I should say, that they're knowing. And the Ramah writes that the Minig of Ashkenaz is that throughout the 3 weeks, we're knowing certain halachas that the Sfardim are only knowing during the 9 days. So comes the Magen Avraham and asks the Beis Yosef's Kasha. the Shulchan Aruch there in Tavkuf Nun Aleph Siv Bei says Mereshchar Shatanis Matan Maso Matan of the Binyan Shel Simcha. We reduce Maso Matan. We reduce our involvement in work, in business, and we also reduce our Binyanim of Simcha. Mematan B'Simcha. And yet, we find that a Binyan Shel Simcha is mutter. That during the 9 days one is allowed to do a binyan shel simcha. Litzarech mitzvah hakol shari. The Shulchan Aruch, the Rama quotes from the Ram. So Frek de Beis Yosef, if for the din of a matin b'simcha, mematin b'binyan shel simcha, litzarech mitzvah is mutter, like to build a base chasnos. They didn't just, you know, get a date at the chasna hall. They would actually build a bias for the chasna of a child, and then the child would move into the house. That's what it used to be at the time of the Gemara. So to build a base chasnas is a tzarech mitzvah. So that's a binyan shel simcha. That is permissible. Even during the 9 days, it's permissible to do a binyan shel simcha. So ask the Beis Yosef, the Magen Avraham quotes it, so why during the 9 days is it also to get married? Sounds like it's also to get married. Even someone who's Zayin Lo Isha Banan, he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Puravu, it's still also to get married. So why? But I thought you said that miyot simcha doesn't apply to a tzarech mitzvah. Answers the Beis Yosef, the reason why we don't get married during the 9 days is not just matan b'simcha, it's because lo mesamna milsa. It's not a simen tov. It's not a good zman. It's a zman of peranos. So even if it's letzarech mitzvah, that's not a good time to get started with the marriage. It's rea mazle. A different halacha. It's not because of miut simcha, miut of maso matan. But it's because rea mazle, lo mesamna milsa, zman of peranos. It's a second halacha, a tzveitadin. And because of that second halacha, even if it's letzarech mitzvah, it's still not the right thing to do. It's perhaps mutter to do, but it's not the best idea. We find a similar idea at the end of Tavkuf Nun Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud Zayin quotes the famous halacha that one shouldn't say shachiyona during the 3 weeks. Kol lizar miloma shachiyona bein ha-mitzare malpriyo al malbush. Mocker from the Mariel. The Gra asks on the Shulchan Aruch, says, it sounds like this is a Chumr Yisrael, not to say Shachiyana during the 3 weeks. He says, why is the 3 weeks any more Chumr than an Ovel? An Ovel, B'yom HaMisa, when his parent passes away, B'yom HaMisa, the Gemara says in Brochas and Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, that if the Ovel doesn't have any brothers, he's the only one who gets the Yerusha from his father, he makes a Shachiyana, because he gets a new acquisition, a new kinyan. B'yom HaMisa Mamish. It's even before the Shiva. He didn't. There's no Kvura. B'yom HaMisa Mamish. So, why are the 3 weeks any worse? So you can't say a Shachiyana during the 3 weeks, but an Avel can't say a Shachiyana. Comes the Magen Avraham, Sifkot Mem Beis. I think you have this in the family. Comes the Magen Avraham, page 2. Says that the reason why during the 3 weeks the Maharil says you don't say Shachiyano is not midin avelus. The tamo is the nirali kevin da zmana hu zman peronio saying levara Shachiyano is zman azeh. Aval eina tamishum avelus. The halamatzina sha'ovel also levara Shachiyano. You never find that an ovel during Shiva is not allowed to make a Shachiyano. There's no issa. Dr. Magen Avraham, it's not midin avelus, it's midin peronos. That the 3 weeks are a zman of peronos, they're not a good time. So what are you going to say? Shechiyonu v'kiyamanu v'kiyanu lazman hazeh? Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for bringing us to this time. It's good that I'm alive, but this is not a good time. We don't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bringing us to a zman peronos. That's why we don't make a shechiyonu. So even if an avel can make a shechiyonu, but during the 3 weeks it's a zman of peronos, we're not going to make a shechiyonu. That could explain that halacha as well. The same yisum. It's interesting. Some have a minig that during Sfira, they also don't make a Shachiyana. It's unclear exactly where this came from. The Sefer Piskei Tshuvas and Simen Tov Tzadi Gimel quotes that there are some who have this minig, but there's no mokar in the poskim. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah and Tov Tzadi Gimel said cut and base writes beferish that you can say Shachiyana during Sfira. So apparently, it's an outgrowth of this other halacha, this other minig that the Shulchan Aruch calls it. During the 3 weeks, people don't make a Shachiyana, so they think the 3 weeks at Sfira are the same kind of halacha, so therefore they don't make a Shachiyana during Sfira. But according to the Magen Avraham, there's really no connection between the two, because the reason why during the 3 weeks they don't make a Shachiyana is because it's a Zman of Peranus. Sfira is not a Zman of Peranus. It's not a Zman of Peranus in the same sense. even if during the 3 weeks don't make a shechiyano, that's not necessarily a mokah to say that you can't make a shechiyano during Sefirah. Someone asked me this year if they can make a shechiyano to buy a new suit or make a shechiyano during Sefirah. I don't think there's really any problem with doing it. Mishnah Berurah says you can. He says beferish you can. People think you can, but that's because from the 3 weeks they thought they can extrapolate to this to Sefirah. At first glance, there's really there's no comparison. Since the halacha that we don't make a shechiyona during the 3 weeks, not midin aveilus, rather midin paranas, so comes the Magen Avraham and says that on Shabbos it should be permissible. Shabbos is permissible because it's unclear whether this halacha really applies bichlal. And the Magen Avraham says it's only because of his man of paranas. So he thinks on Shabbos perhaps there's room to be mekel. Ah, you'll say it's part of the 3 weeks. What's the difference? It's also his man of paranas. Apparently he feels on Shabbos the whole thing is questionable to begin with. But he says lemaisa, since people question this whole minig, perhaps on Shabbos, that Shabbos is a better zman of a little bit of greater simcha, so you can make a shechiyano on Shabbos. So some are makel to do that. But even during the 3 weeks, they'll make a shechiyano on Shabbos. Because the 3 weeks is a zman of Purana, some have another minig. That is, they won't fly on an airplane, they won't go on big hikes, they won't schedule surgery, elective surgery. Because again, it's a zman of peronis. Megalgal and chov aliyom chayev. We don't want the sultan to be mekatreg. So we try to avoid the varm of sakona, activities of sakona. I think this is part of the reason why during the 9 days, at least, people don't go swimming. This is not an extension to the whole 3 weeks, but during the 9 days, they don't go swimming. Not because of an issur rechitza necessarily. It could be because it's a sakona. Swimming is a sakona. So because swimming is a sakona, we don't want to be megalgal Liom Chayiv, so to speak. It's Zmana Piranhas. We're afraid the sudden might be Makachis. That's why people avoid going swimming. So swimming, you know, going into the shallow water for the little kids, going into the shallow water, that's not as much of a sakon. So some are more makel for that. When we talk about swimming, it means, you know, swimming in the deep water, going for a good swim. But just to cool oneself off, if it's 90 degrees outside, many are makel. Not just because there's a cooler to cool oneself off if it's hot, but because it's not the same kind of sakon. It's not the same kind of sakana, then we're not so afraid. What's this din makan besimcha, that we have to reduce our sense of simcha mishenichnas av? So the Shaar HaTzion quotes from the Tosfos, Shaar HaTzion in Tavkuf and Aleph, Sivkot and Aleph, Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot and Aleph close to the Magen Avraham. It's not alone. Mishain Smechem Bo Klal. The Matan Besimcha means you're not Sameach. No Simcha. Kemoshe Kosu Atos is Pakta Megillah. Pakta Megillah. Atos is in the first parak of Masech Megillah. Writes, the Matan Besimcha means no Simcha at all. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion quotes Atos in Yevamah says it doesn't mean no Simcha at all. The Matan means that we reduce. What's the reduction of Simcha? It means less than usual, less than you normally do. Less than what's normally done. Some kind of reduction. B'matan, b'maso matan, l'char is the same thing. A little bit of less business. Doesn't mean you can't go to work at all during the 9 days, but a little bit less. A little bit less. What's the idea? Why are we m'mayit, b'maso matan, during the 9 days? The answer is, the Mishnah Psachim, in talking about Tisha B'Av, Mishnah explains that we don't do malach on Tisha B'Av. There's an old minig, many other minig, not to do malach. Different makomas. Makom shenogu lasas malacha b'tisha b'av. Osim. Some places they do malacha on tisha b'av. Makom shenogu shlo lasas malacha ein osim. V'chal makom tamid ha-chachamim b'teilu. Tamid ha-chachamim in all makomas ha-batel. That's the meaning of tamid ha-chachamim. Why the tamid ha-chachamim b'atel? So the Bar Tanura on the Mishnah in Psachim is in source 3, page 3 in the Makoros. Tamid ha-chachamim b'teilu mimalachtam kol osu hayom kedei shu esichu daitam me'avelus, that they won't be me'siyah das from the avelus of Tisha B'Av, the Tamid ha-chachamim are bottled from melacha. They don't want to be involved in other things because they'll be me'siyah das from the avelus. So presumably, din me'matim me'masa matim from Rosh Chodesh Av is similar to mega heker, that we realize that these are special days. So we won't be Mesiyah Das from the Avelus. Of course, the Avelus of the 9 days is not the same as the Avelus of Tisha B'Av, but similarly, just like on Tisha B'Av, some don't do Malacha, and Tamir HaChamim, in all places don't do Malacha, so they shouldn't be Mesiyah Das from the Avelus. And so too, from Rosh Chodesh Av is a limited type of Avela, so to be not Mesiyah from that Avela, we also don't do Malacha. Or we also are Mimayik and Nasimayik. Not that we don't do Malacha at all, but we reduce our involvement in business. This idea, not to be Mesiyah Nasim the Avela, can explain another Halacha as well. The Mishnah talks about the concept of Shavua Shachal Bo Tishba. This is a Mishnah, you go back to the big packet of the Gemaras, the Rishonim. So on page 4 there, the Gemara, sorry, not the Mishnah. The Gemara says that on Shabbos Shachal, we have the Mishnah. Oh, yeah, we do have the Mishnah. Page 2. Sorry. Page 2. Six lines from the top. Shabbos Shachal Tisha B'Avias B'Socha Osim L'Saper Melechabes. Osim L'Saper Melechabes. Shabbos Shachal Tisha B'Avias B'Socha, when it's not allowed to get a haircut or do laundry. Of course, we extend this to the 9 days, to the 3 weeks, at least for Taspores. But the Iker Hadin, the Iker Din of the Mishnah is Osim L'Saper Melechabes on Shabbos Shachal Tisha B'Avias B'Socha. What kind of a halacha is this? Also lechabes. What does it mean lechabes? So we'll see this in greater detail in Mitzvah Shem next week. But the Gemara quotes Machlokas Amoraim. Rav Nachman is of the opinion that it's also lechabes, even lechabes ulohaniach, even to do laundry, not to wear during the 9 days. You'll wear the new clothing after Tisha B'Av. No, that's also awesome. Just to do the laundry itself is awesome during Shavua Shachal Bo Tisha B'Av. And that's how we pass it in Shulchan Aruch. That even just to do laundry during the 9 days is prohibited, even if you're not going to wear the new clothing then. Why is it asa to do? So says Rashi, a very important comment. Rashi writes in page 4. Please. Did you see the Rashi? Oh. Filu lechabes ulohaniach on the top. Kedeshi yilbosh la'achar zman la'achar tishabav. You'll wash during the 9 days to wear after tishabav. Why is it aser? The nirei kemesiach daito she'osek b'kibas begadim. As Rashi, the issa to do laundry during the 9 days is because it looks like a hesach hadas. You're involved in devarim shel simcha, so to speak. It's good to do laundry. No one likes to do laundry, but you enjoy the laundry because you see the light at the end of the tunnel, right? Especially with our washing machines, it's not even so bad. But the process of laundry is a davar hamesameach because you're going to wear nice clothing, so it looks like a mesiyah das from the avelis. That's why you shouldn't be osek and kibus begadim. That's how Rashi explains. So you see from Rashi, nochamal, the same idea that the isurim during Tisha B'Av, we had from the Bar Tanura, the Yisurim during the 9 days according to Rashi, Yisur Kibbus, some of these Yisurim must that you won't be Mesiyah Das from the Avelis. This is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, Tavkuf Nanala Sukkot Mechavala. Comes the Ramah, Tavkuf Nanala Sif Dalit, and says, when does the Yisur Kibbus and Tasforis apply? As the Ramah in the end of Siv Dalev, V'noagin lahachrim v'tchilas v'shchodesh l'nyan kibbus, aval tasporis noagin lahachrim miyud zayin v'tamas. Issa kibbus, we extend beyond Shavu Shechalva to the whole 9 days. But the Issa of tasporis, V'noag during the entire 3 weeks, says the Ramah. That's the Minig Ashkenaz. Writes the Mishnah Berurah, what's the difference between kibbus and tasporis according to the Minig Ashkenaz? Either have it during Shavu Shechalva, we'll have it during the 3 weeks or the 9 days. But why split? What you have, the Issa Kibbus is during the 9 days. Issa Tasporis to take a haircut is the whole 3 weeks. Why should I distinguish between Tasporis and Kibbus? It says the Mishnah Berurah, well, it's all a function of what the Tzibur can do. Kibbus, what, they're not going to wash their clothes from the beginning of Shavuos V'Tamos? For 3 weeks, they're not going to wash their clothes? That's going to be very difficult for the Tzibur. As much clothing as we had, right, they had much, much less than we had. Right, and even for us, it's a challenge. It would be a challenge, but for them, certainly, it would be a challenge for 3 weeks not to do any laundry. But Tasporis, what's the big deal? since Tasparis is a Gzeira Shat Sibri Yachal Lamadon, so therefore the Minhag Ashkenaz is to be knowing an Issur of Tasparis the whole 3 weeks. But since Kibbutz is a Gzeira Sheinat Sibri Yachal Lamadon, so we're knowing to expand the Gzeira, the Issur of Shavuot Shechabo to the 9 days, but we're not so broad to expand it to the whole 3 weeks. That's how the Mishnah Berurah explains it. It's all a function of what the Tzibur can bear. So it could be that that's the pshat, right? It really would have been appropriate not to do laundry the whole 3 weeks. Why? Well, based on the Rashi. In order not to be meiser das from the Avelos, it really would be preferable the whole 3 weeks not to do laundry. The only reason why we don't do that is because it's not something that Tzibur can handle. Tasparis is something that Tzibur can handle, so therefore we do hold back the whole 3 weeks from doing the haircut. So you could say, Mematan, Bemasa, Matan, why do we hold back? We don't do so much business, right? We do a little bit less business during the 9 days. Why is that? So that's the pshat, right? In order not to be Mesiyah Das from the Avelis, so we're Memai, Bemasa, Matan. What does that apply to? That applies to the 9 days. Right? It seems like it's not the whole 3 weeks, right? The Ramah doesn't say that pshat over here. But it's the same idea. Mematan b'masa matan, mematan b'simcha, is so that you won't be meisir das from the avelus. That's l'chora the pshat. That's l'chora the pshat. Yeah. I'll bring you a raya. Another one of the halachas that we're going to see is during some weeks of the 3 weeks, we're not going to eat basa, we're not going to drink wine. When is that? When during the 3 weeks do we avoid basa v'yayin? So that's a big machlokas, it's not so simple. There's some who are knowing during the 9 days, with the Beis Yosef quotes a kolbo, that some are knowing the whole 3 weeks, not to eat basa, not to drink wine. Interesting halacha, we didn't, that's not our minute, but some actually are knowing the whole 3 weeks not to eat bus, not to drink wine. What's pshat? Why the whole 3 weeks no bus of a yayin? So the Beis Yosef quotes from the Kolbo a reason. What's the reason? On page 4. Kosov HaKolbo. Yeshnim noy me'achilas basa mishenichnas ad levishayin simcha lebebasa. Ain't simcha lebebasa. Besar shlomim, besar kotshim. Okay, ain't simcha lebebasa. We want to be mematan besimcha. So from Rosh Chodesh Av, during the 9 days, we're going to be mematan besimcha. We're not going to eat basa. That's what the Beis Yosef quotes on page 4. And then later, at the end of that paragraph, he says, Nira shehanogim isser me'ar shchodesh ha-mishivasa v'tamas v'vasa v'yayin. Those who are knowing from the beginning of the 9 days, not just Shavua Shechalbo, but the whole 9 days or the whole 3 weeks, the Yisabasa v'yayin. Right? Afilu b'sar ofa, b'sar maluach, v'yayin tosis, etc. Osar. He says that he explains what that minig is going to be, but he quotes those who are knowing the whole 9 days or the whole 3 weeks. So what's the basis of such a minig? The middle of the paragraph. Let's backpedal a little bit. Kosta b'shem harav Rabbeinu Asher. He quotes from the Rosh. Shetam hanimnoi mibasa v'yayim mishivasa v'tamas. Nipnei shebo botel hatomid. V'gam nisuch hayayin ba'avon osenu. Nisvatlu hatomid v'nisuch hayayin b'churba beis hamikdash. Now we can't bring yayin and basar on the mizbeach. So, as a zeicha to that, right, as an avelus for the churba beis hamikdash, some avoid basar v'yayin. Avoid basa v'yayin from Shavasa v'tamas. The whole 3 weeks, they don't have basa v'yayin. That's the Rosh. That's the Rosh's svar. What's the Rosh alluding to? The Gemara in Bava Basra, Samach HaBeis says, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, the Prushim didn't want to eat basa and drink wine b'chlal. But Yeshua told them, if that's the case, that don't drink water either. The reason why you don't want to eat basa and drink wine is because basa v'yayin was brought on the mizbeach. So water was also brought on the mizbeach. Nisach HaMayim on Sukkot. So don't drink water at all. So the Prushim were quiet. So what's pshat? Why were the Prushim quiet? The Mestava, the answer is that not to drink water, that's a gzera she'enat tzibur yachol lamavo. It's not shayach, but you're going to tell people not to drink water. How are people going to be able to function? So really, me'ikra din, we shouldn't eat or drink anything that was brought on the Mizbeach. As avelus for the churban beis hamikdash, we really should abstain from anything that was brought on the Mizbeach. But things that are not shayach to abstain from, it's gzeir shein atzibi yochol lamabo, so that we're not going to go so far. But at least during the 3 weeks, it's not gzeir shein atzibi yochol lamabo, for a couple of weeks you can avoid eating basar and drinking wine, right? To avoid drinking water, that's also going to be difficult, even for 3 weeks. But to avoid basar v'yayin, it's not so difficult. So that could be the pshat. Right? That's what the Rosh probably meant. That as an avelus l'chur meis hamikdash, during the 3 weeks, there was a minig not to eat basar, not to drink wine, because basar v'yayin was brought on the mizbeach, and now that we don't have a mizbeach, we should mourn the loss of the mizbeach. Based on the svar that we're suggesting, it could be mematen b'simcha, tells me that you're supposed to reduce your sense of joy. It has nothing to do with the fact that basar v'yayin were brought on mizbeach per se. No, during this period of time, it's supposed to be mamayit b'simcha. And the miyut b'simcha really should be for the whole 3 week period, not just the 9 days, not just Shavuot, Shachavot, Tishuvah. Why are we not mamayit b'simcha in everything during the 3 weeks? Because it's too difficult. For kibbutz, it's too difficult. Right? It's too difficult to do. It's too difficult to do. But for Tasporas, it's not so difficult. If it's not so difficult to do, then we're Mamayit B'Simcha the whole 3 weeks. So it could be Mamayit B'Simcha is the source of why we have an Isser Basar V'Yayin in the 3 weeks, for those who are knowing that minute. Because it's not so difficult to do for 3 weeks. So maybe that's the appropriate gesture. That's not our minute, but the source of those who are knowing that way, it could be Mamayit B'Simcha means that if the Tzibur can handle it, then the whole 3 weeks you should be Mamayit B'Simcha. If the tzibur can't handle it, so then we're going to reduce it a little bit. But maybe basar v'yayin is something that the tzibur can handle abstaining from for 3 weeks. So maybe that's the source of that minig that they did so for the whole 3 week period. Yes, no.
Doesn't the Gemara only say
Right, but if we find that the Ashkenazim are expanding more, so it might not be such a strange thing to expand this halacha as well. You're saying, where do we find the minig to expand this halacha? Do we find the Rav Moh expanding this for the Ashkenazim? Is Tasporis a din of a matan b'simcha? What other halacha is it? It looks like a hesach hadas from the Avelis. Is that what Tasporis is? Does it go together with kibbutz? I'm not sure. I hear what you're saying. Not sure. It could be mamatim besimcha. It could be that it's a way of reducing a sense of joy. A person is not shaving, obviously. A person is not in as happy a state if he's not shaving. Yes?
But going back to laundry, if it's something that should be ushered in the whole freaks, but the seabor can't handle it, so therefore we make it 9 days. So
right.
Do we say that it's completely mutter the rest of 3 weeks, or only if you need it?
We say laundry is mutter the rest of 3 weeks.
Should only be like.
He's saying if it's appropriate for you to
handle it.
If you can handle it. So I think we don't make individual minhagim. We make a minig for the tzibur. So if the tzibur in general couldn't handle it for 3 weeks, then we're not going to make such a minig. So if the minig was not made for the tzibur, the individual doesn't have to be knowing that either. That's the chor of the pshat. Okay. So let's try to analyze this at Tasparas a little bit further. Okay, let's figure out maybe what the source of that halacha is, and whether there are any dispensations. Perhaps, what is the source of the halacha not to shave for the whole 3 weeks? So the Rav had a very interesting idea. The Rav wanted to suggest that the 3 weeks, the avelus of the 3 weeks, is like the avelus of Yud Beis Chodesh. Rav felt that you can't create an avelus, a nihug avelus, in a vacuum. It has to relate to some pre-existing period that we have. We know that if a close relative passes away, a person observes avelus in different stages. First is the stage of Shiva, and then there's the stage of Shloshim, 7 days and then 30 days. This is for any of the Zayin Krovim. And then for a parent, for father or mother, there's also Yud Beis Chodesh. That means for 12 months, he still has some minimal avelus. It's not as much as Shloshim, certainly not as much as Shiva, but there's something there as well. The Rav felt that the Avelus Yeshona on Churban Beis HaMikdash has to mimic the Avelus for Avelus Chadosha of a regular oven. But it's in reverse order. You see, when it comes to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, since we're so far from the Beis HaMikdash, we don't really feel the Avelus as much in the beginning. So we have to build up. We can't just have Shiva immediately, because we're not going to relate to that. So first we have Yubes Chodesh, that's the 3 weeks. And then we get a little bit closer to Tisha B'Av, we have the 9 days, then we can have an Avelos that's like Shloshim, a little bit more. Then when Tisha B'Av comes, we're finally ready. We're ready for the full Avelos, then we have a Shiva type of Avelos on Tisha B'Av. Said the Rav, the Isser of Tasporis during the 3 weeks is because during Yubes Chodesh, there's an Isser of Tasporis for the Avel as well. The Avel is not allowed to take a haircut, he can't shave. So if the 3 weeks are going to mimic Yubes Chodesh, then it makes sense that there's an Isser of Tasporis during the 3 weeks. It's like Avelos, it's a Din Avelos. A Miot Simcha, a Din Avelos, that's a similar idea. Right? Similar idea, but the Rav said it's like a Yubes Chodesh. Like a Yubes Chodesh, and that's why throughout the 3 weeks there's an Isser of Tasporis. Continued the Rav, well, based on this Yisod, they should come out of Kula. Because we know that during Yubes Chodesh, sometimes it's permissible for an Avel to shave. When is that? If Yigaru Bo Chaverov, if a person's friends tell him, you know, you look unkempt, you really should take a haircut, you should take a shave. And the Poskim say they don't actually have to tell him to take a shave, but if he's so unkempt that they would tell him, that's enough that he's allowed to shave. So it's not an isser, a blanket isser for all of Yud Beis Chodesh that the Avel is not allowed to shave or take a haircut. No, it's a function of geora, as you would say, right? Of getting angry, of getting rebuking a person. If you gare bochaver, then it's permissible for the Avel to shave during Yud Beis Chodesh. Said the Rav, the same should be true for the 3 weeks. If you gare bochaverov comes, then it should be mutter to shave. Said the Rav, for those who are no hek to shave every day or every other day, so once the 3 weeks begin, then 2 days pass, he should be allowed to shave regularly until the 9 days begins. Because at the beginning of the 9 days, you start the period of Shloshim, before the 9 days, it's like a Yubes Chodesh. So if the Shir of Yigar Bo Chaverov has come, then one is allowed to shave. And the rule is that once Yigar Bo Chaverov has come, then the Avil is allowed to shave regularly. Can shave normally. He doesn't have to wait for Yigar Bo Chaverov a second time. The same should be true for the 3 weeks as well. That once Yigar Bo Chaverov has come, if a person normally shaves every day or every other day, so once two days have passed, then he's allowed to shave. Once he's allowed to shave, then he can continue shaving regularly until the 9 days begins. If that was the Rav's perspective on shaving. Yes?
Based on the Rav's Yisod, if let's say someone goes to a summer camp where no one is particularly makpid.
Very important point. If someone is in a yeshiva, right? If the 3 weeks begin early and someone is still in yeshiva, people don't shave in yeshiva. The person himself wouldn't shave. He shaves for Shabbos, but he doesn't really shave in the middle of the week. Right? He shaves if he goes on a date, but you know he'll keep a growth for 4 days. So there wouldn't be a heter according to the Rav. It's only someone who normally shaves every day. He goes out to work. If he shaves every day or sure every other day, then it would be a hat, according to the Rav. Yeah. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein suggested a different hat. He suggested this hat both for the 3 weeks and for the Sphere. The Gemara in Taina says, we just mentioned that there's an Issa of Kibbutz and Tasparas during Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. But the Gemara has an interesting dispensation. Going back to the big packet. Right? The Mishnah said, Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Yos Besocha Asura Melesapir Melechabes. So comes the Gemara and says, B'chamishi Mutarin Mipnei Kvot HaShabbos. But on Thursday, it's Mutar. Thursday of Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av is permissible Mipnei Kvot HaShabbos. What does that mean? Let's say Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday. I don't think that can happen nowadays, but at the time of the Gemara it could happen. So let's say Tisha B'Av falls out Erev Shabbos. So you're not going to have an opportunity to shave or to wash the laundry before Shabbos. So it's mutter on Chamishi. Erev Tisha B'Av, you can do laundry. Incredible. Erev Tisha B'Av, you can do laundry. Again, this doesn't happen, but if it were to happen, if Tisha B'Av were to fall out on Friday, then the Gemara says that even though it's Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, it's Erev Tisha B'Av, you can do laundry and you can shave. Actually doesn't say that in the Gemara. It says B'chamishi Mutarim. I guess it does say that. That's a plural. So plural sounds like both Kibbutz and Tasporis. Comes the Hagos Ashri on that Gemara in Simen Lamed Beis and says that you're allowed to do Kibbutz L'chol Shabbos on Chamishi, but you're not allowed to be Mesaper. You can't shave. You can't shave. Even though it does say Mutarim, Mutarim doesn't mean you're allowed to do multiple things. It means the people are allowed to multiple people, but they're only allowed to do kibbutz of the Hagos Ashri, but they're not allowed to do Tesforas. Why? Says the Magen Avraham. Well, it's because people don't shave every week anyway. So what's the heter here? Okay, so you'll be a little unkept for this Shabbos. Not such a big deal. Not such a big deal. Obviously, if we're only assuming that you're not going to shave during Shavuot, Shechal, Bo, Tisha B'Av, so, you know, it's only a couple of days, so you'll be unkempt for this Shabbos. It's not such a big deal, because people normally, the Magen Avraham says, normally they don't shave every week for Shabbos. They normally don't shave every week. So comes the Chasam Sofer and Chubis and Yeridei and Simen Shim and Ches and makes a fundamental statement that the Magen Avraham is only talking about Tasporas HaRosh. He's only talking about taking a haircut. He's not talking about shaving. Of course people shave. Taking a haircut? Do people take a haircut for every Shabbos? No, they don't take a haircut every Shabbos. Take a haircut. 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, whatever it is. So that's what the Hagos Ashri was saying. That it's also Lesaper, and explains the Magen Avraham, people normally don't shave or take a haircut every day. They're not Megaleach every week for Shabbos. So what's the heter over here? Says the Chasam Sofer, they could only be talking about taking a haircut, but shaving? People do shave. Even at the time of the Chasam Sofer, they shaved every other day. Right? Even at the time of the Chasam Sofer, in Preshburg, right, they were shaving. He says the chumra of the Hagos Ashri shouldn't apply to shaving, because shaving people really do every day. So then you will be benevol if you come into Shabbos that way. So what emerges from the Hagos Ashri, the Magen Avraham, and the Chasam Sofer is that the heder of Kvod Shabbos should apply to shaving. Right? It can apply to kibbutz, given the circumstance. It's not going to always apply, right? But it can apply to kibbutz if you're not going to have an opportunity to be mechabes. You can't have enough clothing from beforehand, right? In most circumstances, kibbutz is not going to, the heter of kibbutz is not going to apply, because you can always buy new clothing. You don't have to necessarily, right, you can always have enough clothing for 9 days. It's not such a big deal for us. But shaving you can't prepare from beforehand, because it's growing every day, right? So to shave for Kvod Shabbos, you see from the Chasam Sofer that even in Shavuot Shechal Bo, it would even work to the Kvod Shabbos to shave. Because people shave every day. So what emerges is that lechvod Shabbos, perhaps there is a heter to shave. Lechvod Shabbos in general, there should be a heter to shave. If there's a heter to shave during Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, there should be a heter during the 9 days, there should be a heter during the 3 weeks. So even if you'll be machmer to assume, not like the Rav, even if you'll be machmer to assume that during the 3 weeks there's an Isser of Tasforas, even for those who normally shave every day, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein would say that lechvod Shabbos, it still should be permissible. I think he was very fond of this Hagos Ashri. He was fond of the Magen Avraham's interpretation. Lechvod Shabbos is only, lechvod Shabbos is going to be permissible, l'saper l'chabes, if you couldn't do it before. So l'saper means that it's going to be mutter to shave, but it's going to be also to take a haircut. Because taking a haircut is not such a big deal, but shaving would be permissible. So if it's mutter, lechvod Shabbos during Shavuot Shechal Bo, it should be mutter during the 9 days and during the 3 weeks as well. Yes?
So as if Lichtenstein's heter, irrespective of the community, one is would be in at that time. So if, let's say you're in a yeshiva, and the yeshiva's minhag is not to shave, but...
If the yeshiva's minhag is not to shave, you probably shouldn't go against the minhag of the makom. If it's really a minhag of makom, you should follow that minhag. But yeah, people are doing different things. I think in many places, people just do different things. If it's one yeshiva and everyone follows the minhag of that yeshiva, then you really should follow the minhag of the yeshiva. Not change. But if you're in a makom where different people are doing different things, so lechvod Shabbos, there is room to say that perhaps one could be makom. Yeah?
You could say lechvod Shabbos during the 9 days, you could even shave.
If lechvod Shabbos during Shavuot Shechal Bo, which is even a smaller window, you'd be allowed to shave. So lechvod Shabbos during the 9 days of Adar, you should be allowed to shave. Rav Moshe had a third approach. He writes in a tshuva, page 6, Igris Moshe Rechayim, Chaylik Dalet Simen Kubeis. Moshe writes that there's a special heter for someone who's going to work. Hine im echad osik beizem mischa de malacha shem lo yisaper es zekana bimei hasfira. People are not going to like what he's doing. He's not going to be promoted. They're not going to be happy with him at work. Rav Moshe says, "Oz mutter." Then it's mutter for him to shave during the 3 weeks. Kilo nagu b'makom hefsid. The minig not to shave during the 3 weeks is not b'makom hefsid. So if it's going to cause a hefsid, Rav Moshe says it's mutter. Aval zakter Moshe b'shavua shachalba tishabav sha'asim idina de gemara sof tainis. Shavua shachalba tishabav, not the 9 days. Shavua shachalba tishabav is midina de gemara. Ein lahatir. There's no heter at all. Before shavua shachalba tishabav, it's only a minute. Moshe is willing to say that's okay. The makom hefsi. Not me'ikir adin that a person shaves every day. It's igar b'chaber. It's like a b'yasar. No, it's a minig. But the minig was not accepted by makom hefsi. But Shavua Shachal Bo Tisha B'av, Rav Moshe says, that's Medina de Gemara, that is no dispensation. Even B'makom Hefsid, it sounds like Rav Moshe is saying that would be a problem. So this psak could be a big chumrah. That could be a big chumrah. If Tisha B'av falls out on Thursday, Shavua Shachal Bo could be very long. This year, Tisha B'av is a nidchet to Sunday, so we'll see. Mitzvah Shem, there's a big machlokas when Shavua Shachal Bo is. You say Shavua Shachal Bo started the previous week, because it's really when, that really is Shavua Shachal Bo Tisha B'av. Tisha B'av is on Shabbos. It's not that Tisha B'av falls out on Sunday. Tisha B'av falls out on Sunday, that's the biggest year of Kulam. Right? Because Shavua Shachal Bo clearly is one day. But here, it's a little bit of a question, because Tisha B'av falls out on Shabbos. So some say that Shavua Shachal Bo is the whole week, because that's Shavua Shachal Bo Tisha B'av. Others say, no, it's not Shavua Shachal Bo, the calendaric day of Tisha B'av. It's the fast of Tisha B'av. The Chapa Nafka Mina here, if Moshe's Kula, does it apply, right, to the whole week of Tisha B'Av, so to speak? Because we'll say it's not Shavua Shachal Bo Tisha B'Av this year, because it's not the week of the Tanis. Very, very important. Many are Megal in this circumstance, because they say it's very difficult not to shave for the whole week, for five days, very difficult. But they're Megal for those Shittas that claim Shavua Shachal Bo is only on Sunday. So they say that's the only time. Medina de Gemara, you're not allowed to shave, so there's room to be Megal. To shave the previous week. Okay, but these are the three approaches. Rav Moshe holds that if it's Medina de Gemara, there's no heter. The heter is before Medina de Gemara, before Shavua Shachal Bo, B'makom Hefsid. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein felt that L'chvot Shabbos there's room to be Megel, and the Rav felt that the 3 weeks have a din of Yibes Chodesh, so if Yigar Rav Ochaverov has come, then it's mutter to shave, but after the 9 days have begun, and that's already Shloshim, the Rav would say that even before Shavua Shachal Bo, once the 9 days have begun, there's no heter bichlal, because it's like Shloshim. So that's it. You have to. You would not be allowed to shave. Yes.
According to Moshe, would there be a heter even in Shavua Shachal Bo? Let's say someone is a lawyer and has to go to court, and if he doesn't shave, he may be held in contempt, and then there'd be a hefsid merubah.
But Moshe seems to think that if it's Asa Medina de Gemara, then there is no hefsid. There is no heter makom hefsid. You're saying hefsid merubah. Hefsid merubah is somehow different. Ask your posek. It's not a simple shayla. Not a simple shayla. You have to figure it out. Not such a simple shayla. Yes. Cutting nails during the 9 days. So what's the difference of cutting the nails?
That would be more like a bevis, right?
If
you
want to
cut your nails during
Shoshim. Shiurei Harav in the footnote, they called Rabbi Shechter. Taz says that from Rosh Chodesh Av until the Tainis, you're not allowed to cut your nails. Rosh Chodesh Av. But not before Rosh Chodesh Av. Why? Because there's no issur to cut your nails during Yud Beis Chodesh. So even if there's an issur tasfaras, the din of Yigar Bo Chavero applies during Yud Beis Chodesh for shaving, for cutting hair, but not for cutting nails. So that's Rabbi Shechter wanted to explain the Taz based on the Rav's Yisod. Even cutting nails is not kosher. I think the Taz and the Mogen Avram have a machlokas. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the machlokas. Where's that Mishnah Berurah? Does anyone remember? katan chaf, mishabrisa katan chaf. Also lesaper. Shavuot shachal baltish b'avasurim lesaper lechabes. Says the Mishnah Berurah. L'inyan etilas zipernayim yesh deos bein achronim. Ach letzorah etilas mitzvah mutter. Okay. L'chein lechvot Shabbos yon shachal tishva b'shabbos shori be'er Shabbos litol at zipernayim. The Mishnah Berurah Shaar Tzion quotes the Taz and the Magen Avraham. But I'm not focused about this. The Magen Avraham is matter outright. He says netilas zipernayim was not part of the minute. It wasn't part of the isis. That's mutter. So the only time the Tilas Tipanayim might be usher is during Shavua Shechal Bo Tishiva. But with Chol Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah is willing to be Meka. Okay, so during Shavua Shechal Bo, maybe I wouldn't cut my nails and want to be Machmer for the Taz. If you want to be Meka for the Magen Avraham, there's no problem with Chol. But even those who want to be Machmer for the Taz, with Chol Shabbos, there's room to be Meka.
Moshe would say that canon or something.
Moshe is talking about shaving. I don't think so, because cutting the nails is a machlokas achronim, but according to the Magen Avraham, it's mutter and ganzen, so like it's a chumra of the taz. I don't know if we will go so far. But what's the issue? What, you didn't cut your nails? A person going for a court case and he's afraid people are going
to
see his nails aren't cut.
If Salvezer compares it to the Avivas, so
right.
You wouldn't be able to cut your nails. But Moshe doesn't make that chiluk, so you can say that.
Moshe would say that cutting the nails certainly should be permissible. I see. Moshe would work well with the Magen Avraham. Okay. Another minute that we have during the 3 weeks is not listening to music. What's the source of such a minute? So one source could be based on the Rav. The Rav said that the 3 weeks is like Yud Beis Chodesh. So we know that a novel during Yud Beis Chodesh doesn't listen to music. It's an old minute that many have. What is that minute based on? So there's a comment that the Aruch HaShulchan makes. Aruch HaShulchan in Yerdei Hilchos Avelos Siman Shin Sadi Aleph Zif Yudeis. He talks about the propriety of an Ovel entering into a Beis HaMishnah, into a Chasana Hall. It's complicated. Complicated Shiloh. He says definitely when they're playing music, B'shoa sha'omdim sham b'mizmutei chasan v'kala. If they're b'mizmutei chasan, I'm not sure what mizmutei chasan v'kala is, but it sounds like lebedik, right? That's what it sounds like. Mizmutei chasan v'kala. Right? When they're showing all of their latest moves, it's probably better not to be them. So Zabbi Aruch HaShulchan at the end, let's say the rub of the community is ba'aveilas. Rav Hashulchan says that a Rav in the community can be Masada Kiddushin even during Shloshim. Afilu alav v'ima, kevin sha'olav hadavar mutal. He has to do it. It's a job. He's not there for the simcha, Shabbo. He's there for the job, so it's mutav him to do. So, Rav Hashulchan rak shlo yishma haklei zemer. He shouldn't listen to the music. That's a little strange. But the music is playing, but he shouldn't listen to the music? He should put plugs in his ears. I think he means that he should do it carefully. He doesn't have to, if they're playing music in the beginning, so he doesn't have to be there when they play the music. He could come in when the Siddur Kiddushin is there. And then when the Siddur Kiddushin is over, before they start all of the Mizmutei Chas and Kala, he should excuse himself. Where does this comment of the Aruch HaShulchan come from? He shouldn't listen to music. We never found this in Shulchan Aruch. So some of the Achonim want to suggest, it could be based on a Halach and Hilchos Aveilus. That the Shulchan Aruch earlier in that siman, it's Shin Sadi Aleph, when it talks about Ovel Asa B'chol Minei Simcha in Source 8, there's Ovel Asa B'Simcha L'Figach Lo Yikach Tinoch V'Chekol Kol Shiva Shem Yavali De'Eschok. And Ovel is Asa in Simcha. People don't know this halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, that an Ovel is not supposed to take a baby on his lap during Shiva. Sometimes just to pass the time, it's hard, you know. There are little children around. It's hard not to take the baby on the lap. But the Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't, because it brings to schok, it brings to levity. And an ovel is supposed to be mikvah simcha, because he shouldn't do that. So the Sefer Yesod Yisnochos quotes that Rav Moshe thought that this could be a source of not listening to music during Yud Beis Chodesh. This halach is talking about Shiva. Yud Beis Chodesh is a different period of time, so obviously they're different, but each period has its own miyut simcha. During Shiva, the proper Miyat Simcha is that the Avil is not supposed to take the Tinuk on his lap. During Shloshim and Yud Beis Chodesh, maybe that's not Asa. That definitely is not Asa. It's Mutter to put the Tinuk on the lap. But listening to music already is a simcha yeserta. That's a little bit too much. So to extrapolate from the Shulchan Aruch, it could be that's where the minhag developed, that they don't listen to music during Yud Beis Chodesh. So according to the Rav, that could be the reason. During the whole 3 weeks, we don't listen to music because it's like Yud Beis Chodesh. So therefore, just like an oval during Yud Beis Chodesh, we don't listen to music. So too, during the 3 weeks, we don't listen to music. This is one possibility. Others want to suggest a different svar, that the Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, Sifkot Yud, writes, V'nirali da'osa lasos rikudim u'mecholos miyud zayim v'tamos ve'elech. The Magen Avraham says you shouldn't dance during the 3 weeks. No dancing. Mizmute chosam v'kala. Okay, I don't know what that is. Right? No dancing. Right? No dancing in a circle, no active dance. I guess, you know, to shuffle. Yeshiva shuffle. It's better not to do a yeshiva shuffle. Right? No dancing, says the Magen Avraham. This is similar to what the Magen Avraham writes during Sfira. People don't know this. During Sfira, Simen Tov Tzadi Gimel Simchot Na'alev, the Magen Avraham says one is not supposed to dance during Sfira. Sometimes you have an engagement party, a vart or something during Sfira. It's more than have a vart during Sfira. A Talmud asks me, can, you know, they're going to dance. Can I have the vart? I know it's going to lead to dancing. Okay, we're not going to have instruments there, but I know it's going to lead to dancing. So I told them, well, it depends what the dance looks like. If it looks like a chasna dance without music, so that could be a serious problem. Yeah, they're just walking around in a circle and both feet are on the ground. I mean, they can't both be on the ground at the same time, but, you know, one is certainly on the ground. They're not jumping around over there. It's just, you know, a yeshivish shuffle, so maybe there's room to be megal. They're just, you know, walking around in a circle a little bit. But a lebedika dance, the Magen Avraham says, it's a real problem. But there's no music, he says, but there's no music. No, it could be the whole issur to have music, the whole minig not to have music during Sfira is a kal v'chomer off of dancing. Right? If you're not allowed to dance, you certainly can't play music that's going to lead to dancing. Right? Even if you're not at a chasana hall, you play some of these uppity songs on a CD as you're driving. You know, sometimes the speedometer goes up very quickly. Right? You get very excited. Sometimes you're dancing in the car as you're driving, and they might pull you over. Be careful. Right? So, you know, sometimes music brings a person to dance. So that's the problem, right? The problem with playing song, with playing instrumental music during Sfira, during the 3 weeks, is because it might lead to dancing. Not just it's miut simcha, but it might lead to dancing, and the dancing is the real problem. Also because of miut simcha, but it could be that's the source of the issue. But there could be a third reason why music during the 3 weeks is prohibited, based on a minig. Right? What's the minig? What's the minig based on? So there's a machlokas rishonim, an old machlokas rishonim, whether one is allowed to listen to instrumental music in general nowadays. Not during the 3 weeks and during Sfira, but stan. Because the Gemara and Sota and Gittin say that after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, Shabbat was Sanhedrin, Chazal will go there on a number of different things, and one thing was shir. So Chazal didn't want us to sing as much. Kefil and Avelus of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, Chazal said that you shouldn't have the same kind of shir. Now, what does that mean, shir? The Rambam in Hilchos Taanit says it means any shir b'kli, any instrumental music. That's what the Rambam says. You can have shira b'peh, you can sing with the mouth, but any instrumental music, the Rambam says, is prohibited. Other Rishonim don't go so far. Tosas and Gittin, for example, writes, and Dav Zayin, he writes that in Beis HaMishkan, Alayayin, if you have wine there, so then it's prohibited to have instrumental music. But instrumental music, stam, have a CD to put music together with instruments, have a CD or live music to go to a concert. There's no wine there. On the Tosas, that might be permissible. According to the Rambam, it's awesome. Can't go to a concert, according to the Rambam. So we paskin like Tosas, the Rambam. I should say we. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam. The Rambam paskins like the Bali Tosas. That's the Rambam in Zeichel Churban, right? Hilchas Zeichel Churban in Siman Tov Kuf Samach. There are more paskins that that as long as it's not based on Mishnah, then it's permissible to have instrumental music. Rav Moshe writes that maybe based on this machlokas rishonim, we can find the source for the minig that during the 3 weeks and during Sfira, we don't listen to instrumental music. Because it could be that the kula of the Rambam was that it was a difficult minig. What to say? We can't have instrumental music to chalal. That was a big chumrah. So we're not machmir for the Rambam generally, but at least during the times that we observe avelus for the churban beis hamikdash during the 3 weeks and during Sfira as well, that also might be avelus for the churban beis hamikdash, like the Baal HaMor says that we don't have a full Sfira. Right, since the Sfira Sa'omer b'zman hazeh d'rabbanan, it's a zechel hamikdash. We don't say a shechiyanu. Maybe for that reason, there is an avelus for the churban beis hamikdash during Sfira as well. So maybe during these two time periods of the year, it's appropriate to be machmir for the Rambam. Maybe that's the source of the minhag. This, I think, I have gave you this tshuva as well. Moshe has this in Yerideya, the end of a. We're talking about something totally different. Kuf Lamed Zayin, the last page in the packet, 11. But B'dvar Shmias Klei Shuvim Me'as Sfira, he's talking about Sfira primarily, right? Yesh Lesa Gam B'Bayis K'Shuvah Atzvi. You shouldn't listen to music. Da'ber Rabim Shul Simchi Yaseir Mistabish Afle Rama Shemekel Mishenu Rogel K'Shenu B'Veis Hamishta Nirish Sheyesa B'Kibbutz Rabim. But Moshe says he thinks that the Rama would aser b'kibbutz rabim shula kavona simcha yisera gam b'chol hashon. I think you should aser even according to Ramah. Kena haminik shenitosa b'mei asvira hu af liyachet she'enu rogil bohen. Right? For someone who's not rogil, if it's not a beis hamishteh, if it's kibbutz rabim, Rav Moshe says it should be aser. I don't know, he seems to be saying for concerts it should be a problem. Right? Just to have a kibbutz rabim even during the entire year. But certainly during the 3 weeks and during Sfira is more of a reason to be machmir, because there's a minik to be mosif avelus, to be memayit b'simcha even more so. So that could be a third reason why during the 3 weeks we don't listen to music. Either it's a regular din of Yud Beis Chodesh, that an avel during Yud Beis Chodesh shouldn't listen to music in general, and perhaps we look at the 3 weeks as like Yud Beis Chodesh, or maybe it's not just listening to music, but it's that we're afraid it'll lead to dancing, and the dancing is the problem. Or the problem might be that you should have a greater avelus for churban beis hamikdash during this period of time. So if there's a shita sarama, then normally you should listen to instrumental music in general during the year. At least during the 3 weeks, we should be makhmir for such a shita.